Okay, continuing Hilchos Nida. Dine Levisha Salibun Usfiras Anakim. Ubay Yud Seifim. And we have Yud Seifim in there. So Kol Isha Sharasa Dambi Me Tarasa. Any woman, now Levisha Salibun means to wear white, and meaning how you count the 7 clean days. So Kol Isha Sharasa Dambi Me Tarasa, if she sees blood in the days that she's Tahar, meaning when she has not gotten her period, Tzicha Limnas Chamisha Yomim. She needs to count 5 days im yom zeh with the day that she sees. So let's say she sees right now, she gets a period. So that means Sunday is day one. Da'ainu yom ha'riya va'oid ha'riyom. So Sunday is day one, and then 4 more days. Va'filu rasa b'sayfa yom. La'achash espalu kol v'gam hi arvis akiblu Shabbos. Even if she sees at the end of the day when the kehila already davened ma'ariv, let's say the plag ma'ariv, I kiblu Shabbos, or they already mekabel Shabbos. If it's still day, then that day counts towards the 5 days. And on Thursday, towards the evening, before Ben Hashmashas, she should check herself well, and she should at least wash her lower face, literally, which means her private spots, anywhere where there could be, residue of blood. Vitilbash and then she wears a white clothing, Vagam Sharbagadam, and the rest of her clothing should also be clean because stains may go through. Hefsek Tara, that's called a Hefsek Tara.
So what is the day? Joskia?
The day is we can we're even makel even after Shkia for this.
For how long?
Different Rabbanim have different things. Rav Moshe just says 9 minutes. I personally go with a half hour for this. Every
No.
situation changes, but that's what I would go with. At night, she should also put a white sheet on her bed. So and her pillows and blankets should also be clean. And then the next day, meaning that night, if she gets clean before Shkia, then that night will count Shiva Nikiyam. Now, whether women have to use white sheets nowadays during Shiva Nikiyam, so Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that nowadays that most women wear underwear, so there's no reason to have a white sheet because the stain is not getting past the underwear onto the sheet. But if theoretically a woman went to sleep without underwear, then she would have to have a white sheet. It doesn't make a difference if it's a big flow, a small flow, even if she only saw one drop, or she just saw a stain, meaning if she just sees a little blood, then she would have to wait 5 days. Even if she'd see blood all 5 days, she would stop before Ben Hashmashas. Right away after she's pasuk dam yechol hafsik patara, she could be mafsik patara. Meaning, so the 5 days is that she has to have 5 days of iser. It doesn't mean you have to wait 5 days for new blood. Unfortunately, people make a mistake. Let's say sometimes during Shiva Nikim, a woman starts bleeding again. Right, she's clean for 3 4 days. She never went to mikvah, obviously, and then she sees blood. So they think, oh, I got to wait another 5 days. No, you don't. You can do a hafsik tara immediately right after that. She has no water. She doesn't have any water to even wash herself. It doesn't stop her. It doesn't prevent her from doing hefsek tara. She should try and clean herself as well as she can. She can wash herself with her own urine, shopper dummy, or saliva. Unless she doesn't have white clothing, she could wear an old garment. She should just make sure that there's no ksamim on there. So the washing is not ma'akiv. I'll tell you something that's become a disaster in Hilchos Nida. I mean, a real disaster. So there are shitas that hold. There seems to be a chazanish or a Moshe's mashma like it, that when the woman washes herself out before doing the hefsek tara. So if you do the checking right after you wash yourself out, so then of course you're going to get clean because you just washed away all the blood, right? And so they say you got to wait 15 minutes. Now, this halacha only applies if she sits in a bath because we're worried that the bath cleaned her out well. The Poskim say if she just took a shower, Or she just wet a cloth and cleaned herself inside, then she does not have to wait those 15 minutes. She can do it right away. I have many women who have asked. They said, "Oh, I don't have to wait," meaning they get up to Shkia and then they try a hefsek and it's no good. So they wash themselves out and they say, "Oh, I can't wait the 15 minutes because it's going to be Shkia," and then they lose a day. It's really sad, actually. From that chumrah comes out like a big michshel. Fine. Kimu Yesham Dimaspalo call Arvis. There are those that say if the tzibur already davened Ma'ariv, Godol. Let's say they davened Plag Ma'ariv, even though it's still day. And Yichaylo Patara. She can't do a Hefsek Tara. Let's say they made early Shabbos, and she has to do a Hefsek Tara, but she didn't do it. There are those that say she can't do it. Shetimna Then she'd have to count. So to start the 7 days the next day, she can't do it. Ma'arsha call kar also I say Laila because the tzibah already made it night. V'yeshan the muteris v'afilu also call Shabbos. It's muter, even if the tzibah made Shabbos. V'yeshi zara l'chatchila she should do the hefsek tara before she accepts Shabbos. But if she forgot, then she could do it again. With the evad ain't
Sphere
lach.
she can count. Sphere she can count.
No, same
Just
shaila.
again.
It's the same shaila. It's the same shaila.
Saying sphere they say you can
They
count
go
as
hand in
regular
hand,
Shabbos.
right? So that's what he just said here. It's just not. It's not. It's not lechatchila. Nobody's going to tell you can wait for Sfira till after you makabel Shabbos. Right? It's b'di'evad, right? B'di'evad ain't la'achmar v'yichay la'afsik b'tara kol she'dayin ain't be'nashmoshes. As long as it's not be'nashmoshes, right? Fine. Aval im gam hi mispal la'aris. But if she daven ma'ariv. The kol she kenish kishet liko neir Shabbos ele yomtiv. She already lit Shabbos candles. Afa bishadayin yom godol. Even if it's day, any yochel oid lahafsik katara, she is not allowed to be masik tara. So here he's machmir. If she herself was mekabel Shabbos, but there are those that are chaylik on that too and say that even if she was mekabel Shabbos, she could still do it. Akayetz in the summer, asher b'harvikus from spalin harvest by yom godol. Many seats, many people daven early. She tzricha lechatchilu lahafsik b'tara kaidem lechein k'moshin is bar. Then she's supposed to do the hefsik before that, like we explained. Azak shegiya samach lebein hashmoshes yesha livdei gusatzma oida pam. So then, when it comes close to bein hashmoshes, she should do it again. Ki ikur hefsik tara hu be'esa yoisa samach lebein hashmoshes, because the ikur hefsik tara should be as close to being as much as possible. The evidence loy bot gesatz for shane is ain la hakbut, but the evidence if she didn't check herself again, she shouldn't be makbut. If he loy bot gesatz ma ela shachris and what's at the hoira, I mean if she only checked herself in the morning and she found herself tar, but the evidence sagi b'chag, that's enough, which is what we advise all women. If a woman wakes up in the morning and she sees that she's clean, she should do a hefsek tara right then and there, because a lot of times they get busy, especially women with kids, and they say, "Oh, I got to do it as close to Shkia as possible." Then they get a phone call and the kids start crying. By the time they turn around, it's after Shkia and they lost out. So they should check themselves in the morning. If they remember to do it again in the afternoon, of course they should do it again. A person should always teach in his house to be machmir lechatchila. This terminology is very interesting. He should teach in his house that lechatchila, right? He should use a moich, which is basically a bedik cloth stuck inside her body, and she leaves it there. She yesham kol bein hashmoshes. It'd be the whole bein hashmoshes. Right? But again, he's saying he should teach in his house lichatchila, which means b'di'evad, it's fine. Because that takes you out of any suffix. Because how do we know that she didn't start bleeding again? Now, you only don't do this to bridge the 5 days with the 7 days. Just that night for those 40 minutes or 50 minutes. Hey, yesh mekamis noyegin shim zman levishas vana hu b'shabbos abayantiv. Some places are noyeg that if the zman to wear white is on Shabbos Yom Tov, doichen ad la'achar kach, you push it until after. Mepnei she'ein kol ishi yadasi zar be'isur rechitza ve'isur shechita. Like we were discussing on the daf just now. Some say that you should not do the hefsek tara for Friday night, because then you have the whole Friday night mikveh thing, and a lot of women end up being mechal Shabbos. If she's going to wash in cold water, then she could even wash her whole body, even though normally we don't wash the whole body on Shabbos. But if she's going to use hot water on Shabbos, then she has to be careful only to wash the private area between the thighs, make sure that the water is heated from before Shabbos and Yom Tov. She has to be careful not to squeeze anything out. She shouldn't use like a washcloth. She should just use her hands. And Yom Kippurim, klal rak yafa, on Yom Kippur, she shouldn't wash herself. She should just wipe herself. And not wiping yourself, even though on Yom Kippur you're not just stam allowed to wipe yourself, but on Yom, but you're allowed to with this. And she should wear a white clothing. If it's Tishabov, or if she is loyalenu and Avelas, Gam loy tirchatz, she should not wash, rak to kaneach, she should wipe herself. Gam sinus lovin loy silbosh, rak sinus yoshon, white cloth she shouldn't wear, only a old clothing. She bothered Shaina love kisme dami, she shouldn't put on new clothing. Avala, but we're makel nowadays to wear new underwear anyways during, not new, but washed underwear during Shiva, if necessary. But after Shiva, even though after Shiva you're still not allowed to take hot showers, she is allowed to wash herself in order to put on the white, and she could also wear new white or previously laundered white clothing. Every day from the Shiva Yimei Asvira, from the seven clean days, she's supposed to check herself twice a day. One in the morning, one in the morning. If she only checks herself on day one, and on day seven, as we could be make of Zion. But if she misses the seventh day, meaning she checks someone one, and then she didn't do any for the next 6 days, so he's saying she cannot go to mikvah. She has to start, and she remembers what Yom Ches. She cannot go to the mikvah that night. She has to restart the whole deal. And then she has to count another 6 days. That's why we're very makel to allow women to only check themselves on day one and day seven. Many rabbanim say also check on day four or day five, like this. If you check on day four and day five, if she forgets on day seven, you won't have to start the clean days again. She'll just do a bedik on Yom Ches, then she can go, because the din is that you can't go more than 5 days without a bedikah. So like this, if she does one on day one and then one on day five, even if she gets on day seven, she'll just do one on day eight, and then she go to the mikvah. She doesn't have to start the seven clean days again. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a good tvach, fine night, and
thank you.
We're switching channels to Bas HaCholim in a few minutes.
Sure.
Okay, good tvach.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.